AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Murder charges are likely against the driver of an SUV that plowed through a Christmas parade yesterday in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
The Waukesha Police Department is referring 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation.
Police Chief Dan Thompson says Daryl Brooks had been in a domestic incident shortly before the crash. Four women from 52 to 79 and an 81-year-old man were killed. Another 48 people were hurt, including 9 listed in critical condition in a number of hospitals in the Milwaukee area. Prosecutor Linda Donikowski tells a jury in a Brunswick, Georgia court that 3 white men, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan, had no legal reason to chase Ahmed Aubrey, a black man in their neighborhood. In this from Court TV, she describes Travis McMichael's actions when they stopped Aubrey.
Who brought the shotgun to the party? Who took the shotgun out of the car? Who pointed the shotgun? Guys running away from them for 5 minutes.
In his closing, attorney Jason Sheffield, who represents Travis McMichael, called on the jurors to show courage.
It is going to take courage. It's going to take courage to set aside what you think and feel, what may be trying to penetrate you from other sources that you have tried to do your best to avoid, and to focus on the bare facts of this case.
President Biden names current Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell to another 4-year term. During his announcement, Biden says Powell had a big hand in the nation's economic turnaround.
America is the only major economy, the only one in the world, where the economy is bigger today and families have more money in their pockets today than before the pandemic hit.
This is AP News. No matter high prices, people are on the move this Thanksgiving.
We're projecting that more than 53 million people are going to travel.
AAA's Andrew Gross says 90% of those 53 million will be on the road. The traditional Thanksgiving meal is a bit pricier.
The American Farm Bureau estimates a Thanksgiving feast for 10 will be about $53 this year, up 14% from last year. Butterball CEO Jay Jandrin says labor, transport, and feed costs all soared and remain elevated.
The inflation's real. Everybody is seeing it. Everybody is feeling it.
Jandrin says labor shortages led to processing delays. And while the turkeys waited, they grew bigger.
That's why we're seeing larger turkeys in the marketplace. And while you're hearing that there are fewer small turkeys, but there's certainly plenty of turkeys are just larger.
Jandrin says there will be about the same number of whole turkeys this year as last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.